This is CBS, Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The New World Report, Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. Evan was part of the first Trump administration and is very well informed about what was done then and what can be done. I have only what I read. I've never been there, nor do I know how to deal with another country's authorities. And yet, from the outside, reading about the migrants at the border, 5,200 detained, and knowing that Mr. Trump, the president-elect, has said remarks about either shut it down or I will. Evan, can the border be shut down completely? Can it be done? And I know there's a dollar figure and where the money comes from. I know those concerns. I know it's also a vast border, and there are many crossing zones, but I understand over the reporting during the Biden administration that the migrants were very well informed of where to cross, very well informed to seek sanctuary, very well informed to have themselves detained and then turned loose. And since the Biden administration put into place an app where you can apply for sanctuary, very well informed, these are sophisticated people with iPhones or whatever, or smartphones, and they're in communication all the time with their home base, especially the single young males who dominate the story. I know the cameras seize upon the sad story of young women with small children coming across, but it's a large number of young males who are seen as a threat to urban America. I can go into the details, but I think you understand. Can Mexico shut that border down? And I don't mean at the border with Texas. I mean at the border with the rest of Central America, because these caravans are coming from outside of Mexico. There is also the additional challenge of Mexicans in America, but I make that a separate concern. Can it be shut down at the Mexican border?
John, certainly the border can be controlled much more than it already has. And of course, it can be physically shut down. The first thing, of course, to remember with respect to the U.S.-Mexico border is that there are billions of dollars of commerce, thousands of containers across every day, thousands of people for legitimate reasons back and forth. And so when one talks about shutting down, and it actually has been shut down under COVID and in other cases before, probably the real long-term functional issue is to what degree can the border be controlled better? And to that degree, you have to look at multiple different layers to this. Number one is the management of migrant traffic going through Mexico itself. This is something that actually during the first Trump administration, when I was working for Secretary Pompeo, that we had a lot of success working with Mexico, with the National Guard, with the Mexican Army, with the Mexican Navy. Part of it is Mexico controlling their frontier with Guatemala and also making sure that, Mexico's policy is willing to say, okay, we are not going to just let these people in and let them pass through the country to the United States. Then there's a question of Mexico doing more to internally control other. It was long a train. It was actually called the Bestia, the Beast. That train, which was used as one of the transport routes, very, very dangerous for migrants. The access to that train, which used to carry migrants, has been restricted. Other controls, again, by the National Guard largely, have been done. There have been actions that the Mexicans have taken to essentially move or relocate migrants who have come up through the country back toward the south to hold them in the south to alleviate pressure on the border. Now, with respect to the southern side of the border itself, more can be done with Mexico right there. But of course, on the U.S. side of the border, you have multiple issues. Number one is you have the points between the formal border crossings, and part of that is of course, the work that President Trump started doing in the first term, which is building more physical barriers. Now, although it's true that the cartels and others will routinely dig tunnels under those barriers for drug routes, people will cut holes in those barriers, but you can detect and do things with that. In addition to that, of course, you have a series of other perimeter security issues with respect to the amount of patrols you have, the amount of electronic systems to identify when migrants are coming in. You also have issues of the degree degree to which you actually control the physical checkpoints to make sure that the people who are coming in are authorized to come in and vice versa. And things that are coming in through the trucks and the containers, and that has to do with the scanning technology. And we've done a lot with that. And actually, the Mexicans on the Mexican side have collaborated with us on that with scanners of things that are coming through before they get to the Mexican border. So there's kind of a defense in depth, but more can be done with that. But the other piece that you alluded to is really what was the bigger problem, which was that under the asylum policies in which President Biden, when he first came in, dropped a lot of the strong disincentives that President Trump had created, and also the argument was did not really equip the authorities to turn people away. And so the big problem that we had for a long time were number one, you had far greater quantities of people coming to the border because of that perception that you could just walk in if you claimed asylum. That overwhelmed authorities in ways that didn't fully occur under President Trump. But the other issue was, again, having the legal infrastructure in place that once people came in, that they couldn't just wait. Now, as you recall, there was the back and forth with President Biden, who implemented CBP-1 and started deportations. And ironically, going to some of those policies that had been the disincentives that the President Trump created during his time in office, that began to reduce the flows to some degree. So at the end of the day, the Mexicans actually have done a fair amount, but clearly President Trump's demands that they do far more and if not 25% tariffs has already acted as a strong incentive for them to do more. And my understanding is that it's not just the Mexican cooperation. It's also things that probably President-elect Trump will do with respect to reinstating disincentives for migrants coming in, believing that they can apply for asylum and stay in the United States during that process. And so it's really a lot more complicated than many people talk about, but I see there's action in all of those areas. The Mexicans absolutely can and do need to do more, but also I think it's worth acknowledging that the Mexicans actually have done a fair amount both under President Trump and under President Biden to try to work with us, but it is encouraging to see that they are continuing to work with us and not just walking away, and they're working to do more.
Professor Evan Ellis.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.